In Kentucky today, rescue and recovery efforts continue after last week's catastrophic flash floods. At least 37 people have died, dozens more are still missing, and more than 1,300 rescues have taken place. Governor Andy Beshear spoke this morning.
It's going to take years to rebuild. People left with absolutely nothing. Homes that we don't know where they are, just entirely gone.
The Salvation Army has teams on the ground in eastern Kentucky, delivering meals and support to survivors and relief workers. The group's divisional commander for Tennessee and Kentucky is Major Thomas Loudon. Major, welcome.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's a privilege to be with you today. Thanks for having me.
What is the situation for your team getting around eastern Kentucky today? I understand more rain came yesterday and a lot of roads and bridges are still out.
That's correct. Right now, our teams are positioning themselves around the impacted area. We have five of our mobile feeding units that have been canvassing the area. Local authorities have been asking for us to come in with things like cleanup kits that include mops and buckets and gloves and disinfectant and bleach, and those sort of things, and much needed food and drinking water. And our teams are encountering incredible devastation.
What do the roads look like?
Many of the roads are strangely passable until you get to where the water has breached the road. Some of our units have had to turn around and find new ways into areas which are limited. The terrain is quite challenging.
And I gather that means it's not just hard for your team members to get to the people, the needy people there, but it's that much harder for the people there to get to you and your mobile stations.
That is true. People have limited mobility right now, particularly where the floods have overtaken their homes and their modes of transportation, as well as the roadways. Getting relief like the Salvation Army to them is going to be a continued challenge, particularly in light of the recent rains of last night and the potential for increased flooding today.
How do you plan for that? You mentioned, right, the rain and more potential flash flooding coming Wednesday and Thursday. The forecast in parts of eastern Kentucky is going to feel like 100 degrees or hotter in some areas. Mm-hmm. How does your team kind of plan for these scenarios?
We have a lot of experience, unfortunately, a lot of experience in responding to disasters. And one of the lessons we have learned from all of the disasters is there are no two alike. We have people who have experience in redirecting themselves and coming up with plans on the fly. For instance, one of our resources is a mobile feeding unit that's really a kitchen on wheels. It's a large unit. It's not a unit that we would want to be driving through the hills and the valleys of eastern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So we position it at high ground and safe areas. And then we use roving units that can respond quickly to either changing need or conditions.
Hmm. At the same time, Tom Loudon, you know, even as you and your team are professionals in this business, you know how awful this is. At least 37 dead. We're reading about four siblings under the age of eight. We're mm-hmm. reading about a 30-year-old coal miner who went into the waters, drove into the waters to try to rescue his family. I mean, awful human tragedy. How does this affect the humans on your team? How does this affect you?
It leaves a lasting impression. Flooding is one of those disasters that is oftentimes underestimated, and you don't know the lasting impacts. It's not just a property loss. It's the loss of life, and that impacts everybody. The communities in eastern Kentucky are so close-knit. They're small and very close-knit communities, and the loss of one life impacts most likely the entire community. And so the Salvation Army is trained in spiritual and emotional care. And we will be alongside our people in eastern Kentucky for as long as need be. And then for our own workers, we provide a system of debriefing, of counseling, of loving care, tender loving care for our workers as they come off the front lines. So you're exactly right. There's so much impact that comes from disasters, and floods are very different from all the other disasters. It leaves a very long-lasting impression upon the survivors.
Major Thomas Loudon is Divisional Commander for Kentucky and Tennessee of the Salvation Army. Major Loudon, thanks for your time, and best to you and your team.
Thank you so much, Scott. God bless you. I appreciate you and all of your listeners.